You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So we had a cocktail made up of load shedding, a strike in the steel sector, supply chain disruptions, and even inflation being quite unsobering for a business confidence in the fourth quarter. Things remained pretty bleak, and it's only the retail and the wholesale sectors that registered a positive confidence in the economy, although they also gave back some of that positivity. But we've got RMB Chief Economist Etienne Leroux joining us in studio to discuss this further. I'm excited because
you're
here.
In person.
but I'm not excited about the data that you're talking about, and it's load shedding, and I look at load shedding and I say that it's not new, yet the impact continues to be severe for business. Why is that?
So I think particularly in the fourth quarter, definitely a factor that weighed on the business mood, load shedding. Not so much the fact that we had load shedding. I think a much bigger deal was that we got us in a situation so quickly of stage four load shedding. And that immediately raised various questions about stability of the grid, power supply, how sustainable is it? And we all know that a key factor here is the energy availability factor that's just dropping, and that it predominantly is because of unplanned outages. I think that is the aspect of load shedding that certainly was a big deal in the fourth quarter.
Just looking at a story here, just talking about the extent of load shedding in terms of the impact on the economy. Are you able to perhaps speak about what this could mean for growth for the rest of the year?
Yes. Well, we do know for a fact that it is a growth dampener. Estimates will vary in terms of how much exactly, and I'll leave that to the econometricians to try and quantify. What we do know from our results, that it is depressing confidence, and when it's depressing business confidence, it is negative for employment and it is negative for fixed investment. That much we know very clear from the results that we published today. But it's not only that, there's another element here. There are additional costs that companies have to incur because of load shedding. Starting a generator, diesel, or whatever the case is, it creates all sorts of disruptions at a time when many respondents are already battling from supply chain, let's call it COVID-related disruptions. So very quickly, you can get from one thing to another, and obviously not a good combination of factors.
Yeah, and those supply chain disruptions just adding to the cost base that a lot of these companies are having to pay.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, listening to what David Shapiro had to say, those rising costs in the economy will likely prompt, our Reserve Bank governor to look at this inflation picture and think maybe it's time to tighten further. Just your take on that scene.
That's definitely something that also features in the results. You can just look at producer price inflation. Year on year, that inflation for intermediary goods is running at double digits, strong double digits. So there's a lot of cost increases in the system, no doubt. Now, how will it affect business confidence? Well, if cost increases are severe, it eats into profitability. And if it eats into profitability, you're not going to find a very upbeat CEO, if that is the case. Then that would be the direct impact. The indirect impact, as you alluded to, if rising production costs ultimately forces consumer price inflation higher than it already is, then the central bank is in a difficult position. They've already started hiking last week. That's probably the beginning of an upward cycle. And that's just another factor, together with load shedding, for example. Load shedding is not going to be resolved anytime soon. It's going to be a 2022 story as well. So in the context of that, it is very difficult to see in an environment where business confidence will actually improve much further from the levels that we are seeing now. And I think that scenario is consistent with an economy that is already losing momentum and probably one where growth next year will be substantially less than the 5% or so growth that we've experienced this year.
So on the bright side, if we look at the other side of the coin, the resilience of the retail and the wholesale sector. We've just had retail sales figures and even numbers coming out of Lewis, so just showing how strong that sector has been. How strong is it likely to remain, in your view?
So if you look at the BCI for retail, I mean, this is a sector that have seen confidence above 50, that neutral level, for four of the last five quarters. So confidence amongst retailers has been in a very strong up cycle. And they've certainly benefited from consumers, of which their income situation has improved dramatically from the height of the crisis 18 months ago. So there's income that is being spent, and seemingly it's being spent on predominantly durable goods, cars, furniture, electrical appliances, DIY related to work from home. Retailers selling those goods have certainly experienced a much better time over the last year or so. You're talking about Lewis, typically in the furniture space. How sustainable is that? That's the million-dollar question. I think consumer spending, broadly speaking, will lose some momentum into next year, that growth will be slowing down. We spoke about interest rates already having gone up. There's more to come. And I also think that the biggest part of this wage normalization that we have seen over the last 12 months is also behind us. Mm-hmm. I think it's a combination of those factors, which means that income growth will be slower, and by implication, consumer spending slower. Mm-hmm. Also, that by implication makes it the most important reason why the economy in aggregate will lose momentum, because consumption is 60% of GDP.
Sure. Etienne, I know it doesn't feature in this survey, mm-hmm. but it's likely to feature in what you are going to be asking your business clients in 2022, the mm-hmm. first quarter. And that is what's happening on the political scene with these outcomes of the municipal elections and these coalition governments that have formed across key metros here in South Africa. As an economist, sir, how is this likely to impact business sentiment in terms of the fact that we have coalitions, different views mm-hmm. on how to govern, which could actually impede the pace at which service delivery in this country is improved, and by virtue, what businesses have to pay?
Time will tell. For a business in a particular municipal district, it is about service delivery. If whoever runs the municipality can improve on that, it certainly removes one important potential constraint on that business. And I think that's the sum of it. We've seen companies battling in rural areas where roads are not being fixed and when there's not even water to run a plant. Companies respond. They move away to better run provinces and municipal districts. And I think that's an important lesson for whoever runs municipalities from this point onwards.
Yeah, certainly, especially as we saw Clover check out of KZN.
One example.
And Astral actually have to pay $100 million from its own pockets just to ensure constant water supply.
Yeah. You know, we earlier spoke about the additional costs of load shedding. Mm. There's a significant additional cost because a municipality can't reliably provide water. Mm. Now the company has to take it on itself in order to make that happen. Additional costs that you can't afford always.
Tough times ahead still, sir, unfortunately.
Thanks,
but at least you joined me in studio. Thank you so much for brightening the mood.
Sure,
Etienne Leroux, a chief economist at RMB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.